Welcome, listeners, to the Thinking the Impossible podcast.
We are your hosts,
Phoenix
and London.
In our last episode, we talked about an alternate universe, like a different version of us.
I still have a question.
Yes, London?
You know how here on Earth, we see everything upside down, such as our eyes make us see things differently than how we actually do?
Correct. When we are born, our eyes aren't adjusted yet, but after a few months, they see like we do every day now.
In the other universe, do you think our eyes do that too?
Guess we'll never know.
Considering we left that place. Wonder what's going on there now.
Anyways, this time we're here to talk about what if animals could use technology.
Can they text us? Many questions will occur in today's discussion.
Maybe even how we treat them in everyday life will change.
Their lifetime could even increase or decrease.
As we always say, many what ifs come to mind. Some may seem very weird and out there, while others have great meanings.
What type of animals are we talking about here? House pets or all-around animals?
Just those who have technology or can get their hands on them, or maybe they will be more like humans.
Do you think upgrades will still happen yearly, such as new generations every year or two for the animals?
The main question will revolve around how might this be able to work and function without the key features humans have that help access devices and that let us use them.
There's also, what devices can they use and how would it work?
Do they get special screens? Exactly what brand?
Wouldn't a dog or a cat's nails break or scratch the screen?
As you can tell, these are just a few questions out of today's many wonders.
Make sure to charge up to keep listening, and we'll be right back. Plug in your headphones and we'll get started on today's discussion.
Let's begin with how our everyday lives would change. Like, do you think that our pets would get more attention if they had a device to contact their owners?
Like, yes. Or what if there were to be like an incident, like someone was breaking into your house or...
That's normally what dogs do. You get them attacked, like, you know, they're like, this is my person, I must protect my person, and they bark.
But what if it's like a cat? They don't have a way to...
Yes, cats do normally hide, and if they learned enough, like, you know, we've learned how each new phone works, and if they learned, then they'd be equipped to basically alert us or the authorities, because... Our phones always have, like, an emergency button.
Such as an SOS signal that you can easily access.
Or pets have it, too.
So they would definitely affect our everyday lives if they...
Because we're so sucked into our... Well, not everyone is, but... Majority of the people are sucked into their devices, their phones, and whatnots, and they always want to watch their show that if... This would be a good way for pets to get more attention and...
Feel more cared about?
Yeah, I mean, like, what if they got trapped somewhere or if they were just, like, having a hard time but you didn't know where they were, it would be easier to get a hold of them.
Like, I went down a few streets and all those details, like, if you were to lose... Just someone like in Walmart could be like, oh, I'm down this aisle.
Exactly.
You could easily find them. What about, would different animals have different devices?
I believe they would, because not every animal, like a bear, can use a tiny little smartphone. They need something like a tablet if they were a bear, and a mouse would need like a Barbie phone, but it'd actually work.
Yes.
But...
So it would definitely take some scientists to put that together.
Yes, you would need people who, like the people who make these, like phones, kind of, it'd be up to them on what animals variety they want to go out on, because not every animal will get a device, because, you know, it'll still cost money. I personally think that it would cost less than what our phones cost, because it's not like animals
like
can
games.
Get a job and go pay for their own phone. So if the owner wanted to get this feature for their pet, that they would have to pay for it, but it wouldn't be as much because it's not like pets are going to be like, oh, I'm going to go pout in my room, going to waste all my data because my human said I'm a bad dog.
So pretty much, would they even have like different brands? So like a different brand for every type of animal pretty much. Like one brand makes them specifically for dogs and the other makes them just for cats.
Well, it could be like the Apple sign and like you know what it's for because if there's something the same size, you just look on the back and there's like a picture of a cartoon dog or a cat.
So like how there are four iPhones, you have the 5, 6, 7, 8 continued. You just by like looking on the back, most of them have like a little square that say it. But would this be like an actual icon on it? Like a bigger icon, like instead of the Apple sign?
Most likely. Because another thing is, you'd probably get closer with your pet, because, you know, like, a dog is known as a man's best friend, but if they have a device, you might be able to, like,
teen's best friend,
take care of them better and take them on trips with you instead of leaving them at, like, a dog sitter, or I guess, like, any pet. But dogs are the most popular, along with cats.
Such as that would be our main focus. Mm-hmm. Then, like, their health would even be better, such as if they don't feel good or if something is wrong. They could tell us and alert us.
Yes, like, it's like it'd be basically helping them out because you're giving them stuff that we've had for a long time. But because you can't really communicate with pets, you, like, never can know what they want or what they need.
What do you think that they would use to, how do you think they'd be able to like translate their sound into words that we understand?
Well, because if, now I don't think they could ever really come up with something to where you can understand a bark. But if like, you know, you tap something and it says, okay, Google or whatever, and they like say, bark, bark, rar, kind of thing, then it would know what you mean, like, hey, I'm hungry, or take me on a walk unless you want your carpets to be dirty, kind of thing, and it would send to your person, because it could, what it could really be is, like, the pet can't really choose who it sends to, but it just, like, sends to all of the people that have the ability to take care of the animal.
Such as they have, like, just, like, on his, like, on their device, it just has those, like, just a few contacts, like, the humans that they, like, live with or that actually do take care of him.
Yes, because, like, it'd be like, oh, this is Buddy's iPhone, dog phone. And it would be like you'd see all their owners like
Billy Joe
and
Mona Lisa.
Yes, like, you know, they're a couple and they had the dog. Or if they're like, okay, here's a dog for Christmas, sweetie, and we also got this so you can take care of it when you're at school, because if your grandma's over, you can just tell her that the dog is needing something.
So the dog will always be taken care of, and just so that animals are safe and feel loved and cared for.
And, I mean, this can also work for, like, birds and, I guess, snakes, maybe, because they can use their tail.
Yes.
Or, you know, just use their tongue every time.
How might we interact differently with the animals on a day-to-day basis?
We would definitely become closer with them, because I've seen plenty of animals be neglected, and they're like, oh, just go sit in the corner, stop bugging me, I'm on the phone. I mean, that happens sometimes with parents and their children, but pets,
they don't understand that sometimes we don't mean it.
Like,
communicate with them.
Lots of humans don't really believe that pets can feel the same thing or that they understand what you mean. I mean, you've seen cats and dogs learn their names and become trained. So whenever you yell at them for being bad, they're obviously going to know.
Stay away from
that person. She's mad at me for the day.
And it's like, text them, oh, I'll be outside because I want to give you some space, human.
Yeah. So they could definitely avoid some conflict there.
How do you think that the pets would use them?
Maybe such as, like, dogs could just, like, do, like, a little like, some animals have, like, the, like you said, hey, Google, just the simple little saying, while others, like a snake, might have to press, like, a certain button.
Because they can use their tails.
Because,
but, like,
they don't really make a noise besides a hiss, but
if you put, like, you know, if you're at a zoo and the animals, like, just in the, that showcase area, there's just, like, one tablet. So, like, a monkey could easily text.
Because they have thumbs.
Posable thumbs. But not everyone has it. I mean, and with, I mean, you were saying, could cats and dogs scratch up the screen? Or, like, you know, you've got your...
like a special kind of screen material used.
It's like, it's a durable phone that's like you put like the, it's not the you know, nice looking screen that we normally see on our phones.
It's probably more of a, doesn't really go for the quality, more for protection and being able to be used instead of, oh, you want to watch a movie, we're going to have this
giant screen for you
with beautiful color.
I mean, if you have something like a hippo or like an elephant, you're gonna need a, like, now it may not, an elephant or not may not be a pet, but if you're taking care of it in the wild, you're going to want to have something that won't crush under their feet,
such as, like, are they okay, is something wrong?
I mean, just think, like, a moose, they've got the hoof, or, like, a deer, and they can't...
they can't touch the screen.
Because it's just, like, a bone type. I mean, I've seen someone have a pet deer before because they rescued it.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. Do you think they can interact with us like humans? Like, how we interact with each other, do you think they could, like, two dogs interact like we are right now?
Yeah, it's like if I had a dog and you had a cat, and, you know, they actually got along, we could, you know, we could be talking and they could be like, hey, our humans are talking, so let's have a conversation too.
So,
I mean, if they were face-to-face, they would not be able to probably understand each other because, I mean, the same animal can understand each other because that's how, like, they just live.
Yeah, like...
same genes.
If you kind of grow up in the same country, pretty much... that's how dogs work, too. They learn their, whatever their language is, and we learn the language we know, which is our country-based.
Exactly. So. I mean, you could have, like, a... it'd be like... it's basically, like, using Google Translate on, like, something that a person from another country says. Or, 'cause, like... No one's ever going to learn it. Not everyone is going to learn everyone's single language.
Yes.
That's why technology kind of helps out everyone with...
and has learned or has found a way to understand the different languages and how they work.
Yes. Well, that is all for today. So we will be right back. So that's what we think would happen if we could give our pets devices.
Our everyday lives might even change.
Different animals could even have different devices.
Another wonder we had was if they can talk, or is it just through the technology?
I mean, because you've got, you probably have, you text them after they say, hey, I want to go outside, and then you say, all right, go grab me, I'll go get your leash. And but it, whenever you text it back to them, it plays out as your voice. It's a, like a voice memo, so they can... because they, most pets know what a human is saying.
Such as if you were to say their name, they have picked up the pattern of how we speak.
Yes, but we still have yet to understand them, and we may never do. Because, I mean, it almost makes them like smarter, even if they're disadvantaged, that they can't.
Because they have been able to figure out what we are saying, but we still have yet to figure out how they're, what they're saying.
I mean, like, parrots can talk on their own, but not, yes. That's only those birds.
Yes.
I mean, how would the animals even use the devices?
How might we interact differently on a day-to-day basis with them?
And finally, can they interact with us like humans?
For our next episode, we will be talking about what if World War III happened today in modern times.
Thank you for listening to the Thinking the Impossible podcast.
This is Phoenix in London, leaving to go buy our pets a phone.